Accession number 9048, reel 1.
Accession number 9048, reel 1.
When did you...
I love where you've seen one. They just listen. The old seaman ship.
Yes, I've seen it, yes. Yeah.
I've seen
one of those, yes.
The old.
1973, yes.
The old ones with badges and...
All the badges, old badges, yes.
And hammock, look, see?
Yeah, all properly. You've
got all that. Mm. Yeah.
When did you first join?
Early in
Oh, yes. 1907.
Yes.
That's right, yes. And you went to the old incredible down at Devonport. Down at Devonport.
At Devonport, yes. Yes. I was recruited in Southampton. Me and another boy from the, from Hamble.
Oh, yes, I know.
He used to have a training ship at Hamble.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and he was I think he finished up a commander.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. He did, yeah. And we went down to Devonport. In those days, you left Portsmouth at 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. and you get to Devonport about 5,
mm-hmm.
and they gave us Fulton's for our dinner. So. Anyway, we got to Devonport and met a corporal of Marines, and he took us down from Plymouth to Mutton Cove. Mm. The Impregnable was opposite Mutton Cove. That was in Devonport itself, you see, between Mutton Cove and Cornwall, Cremel. It was forget his name. Anyway, went down there. But before that, I must tell you my background.
Oh, please, yes.
Because that's got a lot of bearing on my position in the Navy. I came from a large family in Rumsey. Father was a carpenter. He had too many kids that he couldn't keep them all. I told him once he didn't like it. Anyway, I said, I'm not going to be like you, get married and have a tribe of kids. I ain't going to. That was about the only sensible thing I've done. Is I didn't get married before I was 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I only had one child. Yes, but when I come to look back, I seem to think that I've been the biggest damn fool in the world. I don't know. Anyway, we got to Devonport and aboard the ship. We took our names at the police office. And... they put me down below in the lower deck, where all the boys was, and they were joined up as classes. I was in C-10. I was about the last one to make up that class. Now then, I go back to Rumsey.
Mm-hmm.
I never left Rumsey until I joined the Navy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know much out of the outside world.
Yeah.
You see. I was self-conscious, and that was the state I joined the Navy. So you can imagine that day that I joined the Impregnable. In that class was two boys from the touring ship in Bristol. There was two touring ship boys there. So, and they was well up. And all the thinking and oh dear. See, I couldn't top them. But I had not been there for many days before I thought myself I'd have to buck myself up. The first night, one of them borrowed 3 apens off of me, which I never got back.
I bet you didn't.
They give me a cup of tea with no milk in, with a piece of bread. And one of the other boys wanted half of that. Anyway, they got a hammock for me, and I got in the hammock. And when I come and look back on it, it was a terrible time. Each class had an instructor, you see, but he didn't do his job. Even the captains, I can see, never done their job. Never done his job. In that ship, there was no recreation. You were left to your own devices. You could only have a bath when they thought fit, and the baths was old iron tubs, cold water as well. The routine was you got up in the morning at 6 o'clock. And you went up the middle deck to wash. There was about a dozen tubs there, cold water. You couldn't keep your towel anywhere. You had to keep your towel wet in your kit bag. And you had to keep your kit bag down on the olive deck. There was three decks, or olive deck, lower deck, middle deck, upper deck, four decks. Okay? If you wanted to go to your bag, you had to get hold of your kick bag, hump it up the ladder into the middle deck, where you're the mess deck. Take whatever you wanted out and carry it down again. That was the routine. And I a kid bag that I. Straw hat with a cover. You'll see it there. I'm there. That's a Pyrrhus. See the old straw hats?
Those straw hats, yes.
That was in first. World War One. That was yeah. I was when I was in the adamant. Yeah. And before dinner every day, over the mass, you know, no boots on, over the mass. Oh, I learned there. Next to the impregnable was the Inconstance. That was the gunnery ship. When you finish your seamanship on this impregnable, you went to the Inconstance. Yes, I was there about nearly 2 years. Sundays, they used to take you ashore in Kreml to a field over there. And no recreation, no, you know, they left you to your own devices, and you got in a lot of trouble. That was my training ship when I first joined. From then we got drafted. In those days, they used to draft you to your port division. Mm-hmm. They got no port division there.
No.
You see? Port division.
Yes.
Portsmouth, Devonport,
and Chatham.
Yeah. Well, I chose the Portsmouth. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I come round here. And come round here to the Euryalus. Euryalus was a free funneled cruiser then. There was Euryalus, Old Cressy, one from each, to each depot for traineeship for boys. And I went aboard there. I went aboard there on the as you see, on the 15th. And
23rd of September, 1908. Yeah, that's one. 23rd of September.
Yeah.
08, yes.
I was only there a few days, and I caught scarlet fever. I made a terrible course, caught scarlet fever, was catching them. See, we were about 1,000 boys there, just going to see we were. Just leaving the harbor. And I went to Asler. I went to Asler. Euryalus went out, and that's when they went to the Messina earthquake.
Oh, yes.
You remember that? Mm.
Yes.
The Messina earthquake. Mm. Right. I was in Asler. When I came back, I went to the barracks.
Barracks, yes. The barracks were built then, were they? The barracks were built then, were they?
Yes.
Barracks. It wasn't the ship. Yes. The barracks.
Not the Victory ship.
No.
No, the barracks in Queen Street.
I know, yes.
You see? And I stopped there until they sent me to the Illustrious. Mm-hmm. And then the Euryalus came back.
Mm-hmm.
And I done the next trip on the Euryalus, the training trip.
Mm-hmm.
So I never done that trip, you see?
No.
You see? When we came back from the Mediterranean, they used to go out there and get out into the Bay of Biscay, and they used to stop engines. Excuse me. used to stop engines so the ship could roll about in rough weather. Stop for about 24 hours to get them. That's the only time I was seasick. The only time in the service I was seasick.
Mm-hmm.
So, we went to several places in the Mediterranean. At least we come home to Devonport, and went into the Leviathan. She was a great big cruiser, Leviathan. And then eventually, I come round by train and join the Dreadnought.
Yes.
The Dreadnought. She was up to date ship. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she was the first ship that where the crew lived out. And on the steam trawl, she could do 21 knots. And when she was doing 21 knots, and you was half there in the mastic, she'd be like this. The ditty boxes up there, up in the roof, up in the deck,
yes,
within racks, they used to go up like this.
Down, yes.
You know the ditty boxes?
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
yes.
I got my old one out there full up with paint. Yeah. We had a ditty box, a big cat box, and a straw hat, besides this kit bag, and a hammock.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you had to want that every time you moved.
Yes.
See? Mm-hmm.
Once I carried it from the town station down to the Vernon. I did. Yeah. When I was drafted to the Dolphin. Right, I'm telling you about the dreadnought.
Yeah.
I was still a boy.
Mm-hmm.
I was still a boy.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. See, I was, and, she was flagship of the Elm Fleet.
Yes.
Admiral Sir William May was the admiral. His wife was on the Victory used to have a yacht for the yes, and the wife used to travel there. She used to like to see the sailors. She used to like to see the sailors in number 5. Number 5 in the Navy was a duck suit. See? And winter or summer, she used to like to see the sailors. So we were always in number 5, winter and summer. You used to get up in the morning. I think at 5:00, quarter to 6:00, you used to fall in. You used to fall in half on the... on the poop. The quarter deck in that ship was halfway along between the foretop and main top and the forecastle. You see, that's where the wardroom was.
Mm-hmm.
Forward, used to fall in there, and away we'd go to clean ship in Portland when it was winter. We went to sand in canvas, only stone in the decks, treasures up your knees, crawling along the deck. Sometimes for an hour and a half before it got light. And then washed down with the oath. Everything was always wet. They had deck cloths. In those days, they done away with them. They found they were hygienic, see? So they done away with deck cloths. But those who used to put deck cloths down, always wet. No wonder all the sailors died with TB and all that sort of thing. Anyway, we... there was one thing about the dreadnought that I liked. It was easy as a coal ship. You only had to take the guardrails down and the coal bags up, and you were ready. You see. And she had standing chutes. She never used to take the mess table down, like you did in these, like the Illustrious, in all those little crews. These chutes were half round, and they used to pay for them up. Take the bag and everything on the forecastle. Take everything out your mess onto the forecastle, and put these chutes up. And if he was calling for about 2 days, you can imagine what the place was like. But in the dreadnought, she was one of the first ships that went half all fuel, you see, and half coal. As I say, the chutes were standing.
Yes, yes.
They were really mostly in the altar quarter, you see. So, I thought it was a guitar. Mm. Yeah.
Not a good day for it.
No.
Not with this weather.
No. No. Well, it keeps it under control with the Beecham spat or one thing or another. Yes.
Dreadnought.
Dreadnought, yeah. Yeah, they went in the Dreadnought. There was one man there killed while I was in the Dreadnought.
Okay. How was that?
I just tell you, he was killed. In the gun turret.
Mm-hmm.
The cage used to go up and down hydraulic. Down to the shell room, see? And up in front the gun, so that the rammer, hydraulic rammer, would push the 12-inch shell in, and then the cordite charge. This time the lift was right down, and there was an AB halfway in the putting something in the lift. I didn't work with another charge or not. You take this off, me.
Yeah, sure.
Go and clear my throat.
Yeah, sure.
It's a safety arrangement lacking, you see. He was putting the charge into the got halfway in. And the bloke up top of the gun pulled the lever, and up went the engine. Half of them went up top. That was that. There's ain't no safety arrangement. Yes, the dreadnought, she was. She won the badge. Actually, I was made AB on the Dreadnought.
Yes. I see you went from boy first class to AB. Yeah, that didn't take long, did it, in the Dreadnought?
Mm. No, no. Mm. I wasn't an ordinary seaman at all, hardly.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Then I went to the Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Well, Whale Island, here. Yeah.
Mm. Went to the Whale Island.
Mm. Yeah.
Whale Island is totally different from what it is today. Mm-hmm. I can assure you, especially the food.
Mm-hmm.
Up there, when you was in class, you went up there, you didn't have time to make a dinner. All you had was meat on top of spuds, day after day. Meat on top of spuds. It was cleaning the stations in the morning. But half hour for breakfast, quarter to nine, you were down to the drill ship from there to 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. See? Then you have an hour for dinner, and you have another afternoon of it.
Mm-hmm.
They had an obstacle course up there. It was We used to have to go over that before dinner. But the food, you know, the only time you had a dinner up there probably was weekends. Mm-hmm. You see? Now the victualling in the service then was like this. It was what they call canteen messing. Canteen messing. The spuds and meat spuds, salt and pepper, bread you got from the passer. And then you had fourpence halfpenny a man per day to get all the remaining you wanted from the canteen. See? So it depended on the leading end of the mess how you lived. Mm. Whether there was any mess savings to come at the end of the month or whether you was in debt.
Yeah.
That was a system of victualling then.
Yeah. Mm. What were instructions like in excellent? The instructions.
Oh yeah, they were. Mm. They were very, 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 very good. They are the instructions. They're pretty strict, you know. Mm-hmm. You see. You had a couple of weeks on the parade ground.
Mm-hmm.
You had a couple of weeks on the West Battery,
mm-hmm.
aiming. You had a couple of weeks at North Battery. See,
mm-hmm.
And then you'd have 2 or 3 days at Tipner, rifle range, and that's where I qualified the.
Seaman Gunner?
Yeah, Seaman Gunner. Seaman Gunner. Seaman Gunner. I was telling about the pay.
Mm-hmm.
When I joined, it was 3 and 6 months. See? The boys, 3 and 6 months. They used to give us 6 months a week. I put mine in me ditty box, and one of these truant boy urgents, they unhooked it. So that was that. Oh, yeah, I got done over there. I knew it was 6 months a week. When you got an order receiving, you got 7 and 9 pence.
Mm-hmm.
7 and 9 pence. When I qualified for Seaman Gunner,
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm.
That made it up to 11 bob. See?
Yes.
An able seaman, mm-hmm. seaman gunner,
mm-hmm.
one badge was 14 bob a week.
Yes.
Some of them used to marry on that. Yeah. Some of them used to marry on that. Them did. You see? That was 1911.
Yes, October
1911.
Yes.
1911. Well, I finished with the Seaman Gunner. I went to the Eclipse. The Eclipse was a small cruiser,
mm-hmm.
third class cruiser,
mm-hmm.
and she used to take the cadets from Osborne College.
Oh, did she? Yes.
Round. Mm-hmm. Round the channel. The cadets used to sleep in hammocks then. They were only 14, 15. Mm-hmm. And we used to go to Bournemouth for Torquay and Cornwall. The first 2 days, the bread would run out. So we went on biscuits. He was inside of England, but no bread. They used to bake the bread in the main galley for the officers,
mm-hmm.
during the middle watch. You see, every day each mess used to take their turn to pump the fresh water and fill the galley up.
Mm-hmm.
The pump was in on a mess deck with big long handles, so half a dozen could get out of it. We